I should be asleep right now, but unfortunately, I'm wide awake, trying not to freak out. I knew I should have just waited and checked my help boxes after school like I always do. But I didn't have time today because I still needed to get Brandon a birthday present. That's when I decided to request a bathroom pass from geometry class. Since the hallways were usually totally empty during class hours, I could gather my letters and keep my identity a secret. I had made my rounds around the school and had only one box to go. I crept up to it like a ninja, and in a flash, snatched off the top and stuck my hand inside to grab my letters. But that's when I ran into a major, unexpected complication. Namely, Mackenzie Hollister. We failed the presidential fitness test. Exercise number one. Curl-ups. Correct way. Tones and strengthens abdominal and back muscles. Difficulty level, hard. Groan. Incorrect way. My curl-ups make my hair curly and bouncy. They are easy to do with exercise equipment like a curling iron. After 15 minutes of these, you'll look super cute. Difficulty level, easy. Exercise 2. Push-ups. Correct way. Strengthens shoulder, arm, abdominal, and leg muscles. Difficulty level, very hard. Grunt. Incorrect way. My push-up ice cream cup is good exercise for my tongue, lips, and chin. The best part is that it tastes really yummy. Difficulty level, very easy. Exercise number 3. Pull-ups. Correct way. Strengthens and tones arm and back muscles. Difficulty level? Next to impossible. Ugh. Incorrect way. My pull-ups are great for socks, pants, tights, gym shorts, and anything else that has a tendency to fall down around your ankles. It exercises fingers and improves balance. Difficulty level? Easy. Exercise number 4. Crunches. Correct way. Tones and strengthens back, arm, and abdominal muscles. Difficulty level? Hard. Moan. Incorrect way. My crunches are fun and easy to do. I just bite down really hard on a yummy, crunchy snack like chips, nachos, pretzels, or apples, then chew. This exercises my jaw muscles and teeth. Difficulty level? Easy peasy. Crunch. See what I mean? I've wasted a lot of time and energy doing the wrong exercises. I'm thinking about filing a petition with the school board requesting that students be given the choice to do either version. At least my exercises aren't super hard, and they don't make you all sore, sweaty, and smelly like the ones from that presidential fitness program. Anyway, while I was in the locker room getting dressed after gym, I was really looking forward to checking my new help boxes after school today. Until I overheard Mackenzie and a few of the CCP saying the advice column idea is so lame, and that only a total loser would write in to Miss Know-It-All. Now I'm super worried they might be right. Because between classes, I couldn't help but notice everyone walking right past my help boxes, ignoring them. To make matters worse, I'm in a really grumpy mood and in extreme pain from doing all of those really difficult exercises the correct way? I'm so stressed out that I decided to wait and check my help boxes tomorrow, even though I already know they're probably going to be empty. Oh, I almost forgot. I got even more bad news when I got home from school. It looks to me like my dad has decided to work full-time for Hollister Holdings, Inc. Earlier today, He actually put his work van up for sale at a used car dealership. I can't believe he just dumped Max the Roach at some used car lot. That's just cold. At least Dag could have let us all say our goodbyes to him so we could have closure. And I'm pretty sure Max is going to miss us, too. I bet he'll be really lonely at that big used car lot. Especially with all of those total strangers very rudely gawking at him all day long. Poor Max! He's going to need some serious therapy when he gets older. OMG! I just had the most horrifying thought. What if, after Mackenzie's dad hired my dad full-time, she made him fire my dad? Then not only would I lose my WCD scholarship, but my entire family could end up homeless. Sorry, but I've got a really, 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 really bad feeling about Dad working for Hollister Holdings, Inc.
Bryden, I believe you requested this meeting, Miss Hollister?
Mackenzie looked at Principal Winston and us, and then she looked at Marcy. We looked at Mackenzie and Principal Winston. Then we looked at Marcy, too. Marcy looked at Principal Winston and Mackenzie, then she looked at us. Only I could have sworn she winked. All of this looking at each other went on for what seemed like forever. Suddenly, Mackenzie cleared her throat.
Actually, Principal Winston, I just wanted to have a little meeting to, you know, ask you about, the...
She looked around the office nervously and spotted an apple on the secretary's desk.
The apples! In the cafeteria! We really need more apple stuff. Like apple dumplings, apple pie, apple sauce, apple turnover, apple... everything,
Mackenzie said nervously. I couldn't help but imagine her standing there like an airhead with a huge tray of apple snacks.
An apple snack for you, and an apple snack for you. Everyone gets an apple snack.
Don't you agree, Nikki? Mackenzie asked and batted her eyelashes all innocent-like.
I shrugged.
No, not really.